can't we say that Jesus and the earth are the same because they're both innocent? And he says, and what? And just the same thing with the New Age movement. They try to give a lip service to Jesus, although they can't stand him. They try to give lip service to Jesus, but they try to bring him down, and they want to serve the creature rather than the Creator, which Paul says talks about in Romans chapter 1. Now Matthew Fox, he defends homosexuality. He calls it playful worship. That's his term for homosexuality. Now with the Gaia movement, they also have a book of prayer. In 1991, Harper Books published a book called Earth Prayers from Around the World, 365 Prayers, Poems, Invocations for Honoring the Earth. And it states that the earth is Christos, the earth is Buddha, the earth is Allah, the earth is Gaia, making it all the same. It's all the same, according to them. And it was sold at the 1996 Full Earth Festival, which was a New Age festival that was given at the University of California, Davis. And the funny thing about this Full Earth Festival said that they had a handful of Christians that went there passing out gospel tracts. You know, they wanted to give the gospel, preach the gospel to these people. They were stopped. I laugh when I hear this, but it's not. They were stopped by the Karma Patrol. The Karma Patrol. It sounds like a bad, you know, television show, doesn't it? Karma Patrol. Their offense was spreading bad karma. And what were they spreading? They were spreading gospel tracts. You know? They were spreading the gospel. And that's bad karma, according to these people. Now, we may laugh about that now, but in the future, the gospel could be outlawed. It will be outlawed someday in this country, even in America. And it won't be so funny when they accuse you of spreading dissension or your bigoted or intolerant beliefs because you're a Christian. Now, the UN's view of freedom of religion, they say everyone has the right to freedom of thought, conscience, and religion. That sounds good. Everyone has the right to freedom of thought, conscience, and religion. But they put a little extra here. They say, but this freedom may be subject only to such limitations as prescribed by law and are necessary. As prescribed by law and are necessary. So it's basically, okay, yeah, you can have freedom of religion so long as we don't pass a law saying it's illegal. Again, the question, who makes these laws? And whether they deem Christianity, you know, it says, Jesus said that the world hates you. Know that the world hates you because it hated me. You know, you think they're going to be tolerant about Christianity when it all comes down to them? No. Again, the question, who makes these laws when they deem Christianity intolerant? They have no choice but to get rid of us. And one thing I want to say, when you talk about society today is basically moral relativism. What is right for you is right for you. You know, there's no absolute moral law. And when you have a society that has no absolute moral law, when somebody comes up to you and say that I believe in absolutes, they have to get rid of you. They have no choice. When you say that there's something above the state, there's something above the state, a moral law above the state, and the state is based on moral relativism, they have to get rid of you. There's no other option. Now, in closing, I just want to say that the religion that is coming down, the one world religion, is a blending of the religious systems of the world. They're trying to do away with monotheistic faith. The belief in one true, one God, and they're influencing university professors, they're influencing media elite, and world leaders. And like I said again, 160,000 Christians lost their life last year because it was an intolerant view, according to some people. American spirituality is now pantheistic, it's pansexual, anything goes, and it's occultic. All these things Jesus said would precede his coming. All these things Jesus said would precede his coming. Your best way to handle the days ahead is to walk with Jesus. Keep a vital relationship with your Lord. Keep in his word. Stay strong in his word. Stay strong in prayer. so you will not be deceived. Walk with Jesus. Keep a vital relationship. If you're here, if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, get saved. Trust in Christ for salvation. Put all your eggs in one basket. Put it all in the Lord Jesus' hand, and He'll take care of you. It's only through the cross of Calvary where you can be saved. Be committed to evangelism. Do not compromise. Speak the truth even when no one's listening. We must resist the temptation to be totally associated and absorbed into our culture. And finally, the goal of the Institute of Biblical Defense is to defend Christianity and to train other people. Christianity is defendable, defendable, and salvation is exclusively through Jesus. Now I want to close with 1 Peter chapter 3. First Peter chapter 3, and verses 15 and 16. It says, "But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and always be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks you a reason for the hope that you have in you with meekness and fear, having a good conscience, that when they defame you as evildoers, those who revile your good conduct in Christ may be ashamed." So, now I want to look at one more quote. Dr. Phil talked about Benjamin Krem and the Lord Maitreya. This is what another popular New Ager who's indebted to Helena Blavatsky. Benjamin Krem says, "Eventually a new world religion will be inaugurated, which will be a fusion and synthesis of the approach of the East and the approach of the West. Gradually Christianity, Buddhism, and other religions will wither away slowly as the people die out of them, as the new religion gains its adherents and exponents and is gradually built by humanity." Now I want to put the words of Christ to close it. Jesus of Nazareth said, "I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." And it won't. Thank you very much.